everyone. I'm Amy Fisher, and I welcome you to the August 15th, 2024 episode of Free Pod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news that's specific to our community.
Thanks, Amy. I'm Matt Mullen, and let's get started on the news that you've been missing. Local citizens have an exciting chance to learn more about the Freeport Area International Visitors Council and interact with seven women leaders from Peru who are visiting Freeport in conjunction with the U.S. Department of State. Those interested should mark their calendars for one of two sessions, next Thursday, August the 22nd, at the Freeport Public Library. The first session is from 10 until 11:30 a.m. with the League of Women Voters, and the second is from 11:30 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. at a roundtable of local professional women. Both meetings will be held in the library's public meeting room. For more information, contact the library. The Freeport Area International Visitors Council is an organization of volunteers dedicated to providing programming tailored to meet specific personal and professional needs of eager participants from a myriad of other countries. Over the past 64 years, hundreds of visitors from over 80 countries have visited Stevenson County, and they consistently rank us a favorite part of their United States visit, according to Executive Director Carrie Lynn Rodriguez. Find out more about this dynamic organization, like who is involved, why they find it rewarding, and what kind of benefits its international visitors glean from their time in Freeport in a future episode of Freepod.
This Saturday, August 17th, is the Art Walk at Crate Park. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., attendees will enjoy browsing this artisan marketplace for unique handmade treasures. Artists and crafters from across the region will showcase and sell paintings, glasswork, photography, jewelry, sculptures, woodworking, crafts, and more. There will be live music, carousel rides, and tasty refreshments from local food vendors. The Crate Park Art Walk is free to the public and designed for the whole family to enjoy. The usual park activities will also be available, including paddling on Yellow Creek in a variety of character paddle boats, mini golf in the new Wing It mini golf course, climbing, and other fun activities in a number of play areas.
Although Freeport kids do not start school until next Wednesday, August 21st, Stevenson County students are getting a head start on the new school year. Aquin kids are the earliest with classes beginning today, August the 15th, followed shortly by Dakota, Pearl City, and Tri-County Christian tomorrow. Lena Winslow students start August 19th, while Orangeville and Emmanuel Lutheran match the pretzels on August 21st. Drivers are reminded to watch out for kids in crosswalks and school buses with their stop signs out while on their routes. For parents of students in Freeport School District 145, there's a handy back-to-school guide on their school district's website, with all the information needed to get students registered and ready for everything from school dress requirements and bus routes to school meals info and athletic team schedules. We'll include the exact URL in the show notes of this newscast, but you can find it by heading over to fsd145.org, and it'll be linked in the homepage.
As families get ready for school, the Boys and Girls Club of Freeport and Stevenson County is ready to help. The club is hosting a drive-through backpack giveaway this Saturday, August 17th, to help families get ready for back to school. All of the backpacks will be distributed in a drive-through process at the King Community Campus at 511 South Liberty Avenue in Freeport, beginning at 11 o'clock on Saturday. The backpacks are available for students in kindergarten through eighth grade, and each grade-level backpack is filled with the suggested supplies for that grade. There is a limit of three backpacks per family while they last. A dozen generous sponsors have provided the material for this giveaway. Freepod will list them in the show notes for this newscast, and we shout out a big thank you to them.
The Freeport Police Department has worked with the Freeport School District to supply a school resource officer, or SRO, starting on a part-time basis this fall, with plans to provide a full-time officer in spring of 2025. An SRO provides expertise in dealing with youth involvement in crime and substance abuse, participates in preventative programs to deter the use of alcohol and drugs, helps prevent crime within the school, can assist with the development and practice of the school's emergency plans, and also can help enhance student perceptions of law enforcement. In the past, the Freeport Police Department has provided an SRO to both the Freeport School District High School and Middle School. Due to shortage of officers, though, the last time the department had an SRO assigned to the school was early 2020. Since 2020, the administrative staff of Freeport High School has worked with the Freeport Police Department to arrange for a student resource officer for the schools once the department was in a better staffed position. In the spring of 2024, the department posted an opening with the intent for that officer to be assigned to the schools this fall. The school district and police department jointly selected an officer to be the SRO, and the officer has attended the training necessary to be certified SRO in the state of Illinois. The department student resource officer will be provided on a part-time basis until staffing allows the position to be full-time, currently planned for the spring semester. No additional funding is required for this position, and the expenses of the SRO's wages and benefits will be shared 50-50 between the school district and the police department.
We mentioned a free alert service from the city of Freeport last week, and with school starting, we thought we'd just remind our listeners once again how useful it can be. The Code Red Alert Service can keep you up to date on road closures and other important city emergency information, such as weather warnings, boil order advisories, and criminal activities. Sign up for this free service is easy. Just go to the city website, cityoffreeport.org, and search for Code Red or Freeport Alerts. You can also sign up on your smartphone by texting Freeport Alerts, all as one word, to 9941. That's Freeport Alerts, all as one word, to 9941. We will include the link for online registration and the text registration info in this week's show notes.
The popular community event Paint the Port returns next Friday, August 23rd. Hosted by the Freeport Art Museum, local families and creative enthusiasts of this street painting event can reserve a square downtown to fill with their artistic stylings on Main Street, Stevenson Street, State Street, and Chicago Avenue. Squares are $15 each and are available at that price online through next Thursday, August 22nd. The website for sign-up is painttheport.com. Squares will be available for $20 each. The day of the event and inventory may be limited. The Paint the Port registration booth will be located at 22 East Exchange Street, the museum's future new location. That's where you can pick up your artist bag with everything needed to create your masterpiece, including chalk, paintbrushes, cups for rinsing your brushes, and promo items from sponsors. The paint provided in the bags is the only type allowed for this event. Sinks will be set up to provide rinse water, and you may want to bring clothing to change into for your younger artist and your team, as well as towels or knee pads to protect on the street surface. Painting may be done anytime between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. and must be completed by 8. Also in your artist bag, two Eats and Beats tickets and wristbands, and we have more event on that coming up in our next story. Volunteers are also needed to help make this year's Paint the Port event a success. Shifts for volunteers are available for both the day before Paint the Port, which is Thursday, August 22nd, as well as the day of the event, Friday the 23rd. Volunteer tasks include marking and numbering the squares, stuffing bags, and cleanup. Details and shift times can be found at the event's website, as well as other useful information about the event. The event also hosts a Facebook page for further info. Initially conceived in 2017 as a means to raise funds for a downtown revitalization, Paint the Port has exceeded expectations in the years since then. Proceeds generated by the event are channeled into the development and maintenance of the Downtown Arts Plaza for community gatherings.
As we just mentioned in our story about Paint the Port, Eats and Beats is also coming up next weekend, Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th. So once you've completed your masterpiece or strolled the streets of downtown Freeport to admire others' paintings, please stay to enjoy the live music and food at Eats and Beats, where event proceeds benefit area nonprofits. Eats and Beats takes place at the Arts Plaza across from the Freeport Public Library, and the Beats begin at 5 p.m. both days. Enjoy multiple music genres, including Ukulele Express and The Usual Suspects on Friday. On Saturday, Ryan Casey is followed by Sparks Fly, which presents the Taylor Swift Experience. As for the eats, there will be 10 vendors offering everything from cotton candy, giant cookies, mini pies, and snow cones, to nachos and walking tacos, pulled chicken and pulled pork sandwiches, regular and chili cheese fries, stuffed baked potatoes, cheese curds, poke bowls, pizza, hamburgers, and hot dogs. For more on Eats and Beats, tune in for our in-depth interview with Tim Cook and Brian Babcock next Tuesday, August 20th at noon. And remember, if you've participated in Paint the Port, there are two tickets for Eats and Beats in your artist bag.
Through a partnership with the Freeport Environmental Study Group, Northwest Illinois Audubon Society, and the University of Illinois Extension, the Freeport Student Garden is expanding its composting program. The program helps households in the greater Freeport area reduce the amount of food waste they contribute to the landfill. The Freeport Student Garden uses this food waste to generate compost, which is a valuable soil adamant that provides nutrients to the soil. The Freeport Student Garden will also pilot collecting compostable waste from the high school's cafeteria. Additional bays for the composting system were built and erected in early August. Interested in participating? Check the show notes for email addresses where you can help. This expansion was made possible through a grant funded by the Foundation for Northwest Illinois.
In addition to all of the great events described so far, here's a reminder to area bicyclists about the Saturday morning bike shop ride we mentioned last week, happening this and every Saturday. The ride starts at 8 a.m. at PHK Bicycles in downtown Freeport and follows a 24-mile all-paved route to Dakota and back. There are alternate routes for shorter routes. The ride ends up back at PHK Bicycles, and everyone is welcome to join this fun event. On Monday, August 19th, join the Freeport Park District and Pat Lightson 5 for a special summer yoga program to celebrate the first supermoon of the year. The program is for all skill levels and runs from 7:30 to 9 p.m. near Wing It, the new mini golf course at Crate Park. Yoga mats will be available for class use, or you can bring your own. Cost is $10 for Freeport residents and $12 for others, and you can register by calling the Park District at 815-235-6114. We remind everyone again that school is starting, and in honor of that, here's a bit of school-related history trivia. In 1897, the Freeport High School cheerleaders were known as the Cuckoos, and they were all men. A lot has changed since then, but we all still need to watch out for students and buses as the semester gets underway.
In closing, as mentioned earlier, we're pleased to share next week's Tuesday's in-depth interview will be FreePod and Timbeck 2 host Tim Connor speaking with Tim Cook, Brian Babcock about Eats and Beats. They'll review news and the event itself, as well as how it supports area nonprofits. This conversation will post at noon, Tuesday, August 20th. With that, time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to the state and national news, and more. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring this news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team FreePod. If you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible donation, support FreePod, visit our website, freepod.org. Again, I'm Matt, here with Amy, and we hope you check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thanks for listening.